His song goes out to Trash Davis and Van Love. Yeah. Your pants came off, but baby, I said no, 'cause that little thing has got to go. Yet you talk to me and send flowers. I only wish your dick matched your hug power. Small cut, big heart. Your meat is trash, but your love is art. Although your cock is small, I know your heart is huge. I love your booty, but I refuse to ignite the fuse. I can't believe it's so small, even if I was too sharp at the mall. I wouldn't buy that thing at all. I question if you even have balls.
Do you,
buddy? Small cut, big heart. Your meat is trash, but your love is art. Although your cock is small, I know your heart is huge. I love you, buddy, but I refuse to ignite the fumes.
Oh my God!
Gargoyles! Sly dicks! Everything's ungodly! Dorks at it!
Gay dudes.
Hey, white man.
Oh, ow!
Laughing taffy, bitch!
People get me angry here!
I want the dough! I want the dough!
Chicken tetrazzini!
What is the monkey house?
Why
Wow! Yes, Shit Freaks! Oh, I sounded so surprised. What the hell's happening? It's the start of the program. Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you one more time as we end the week right here at Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. First things first, I've got a Craigslist ad for you. Are there any diaper lovers out there? Man for woman. Hello, I was wondering if there are any girls out there who like to be put into diapers and be touched by daddy. Creepy. Maybe even have an accident in their diapers and need to be punished. Or just like to put on their diaper, then straddle, spelled S-T-R-A-T-A-L. Okay. Straddle daddy and be told when they can pee. If this is making your little muffin wet, send daddy a message, and maybe daddy can get you on his change table and clean your bottom. Well, there you go. I think the creepiest part of that whole Craigslist ad is the thought that this guy actually has a change table that can support an adult. Where would one even purchase that? Actually, I don't even know why I asked that question, because we featured a website on Distorted View a year or so ago. That was an online store, the Amazon.com for adult baby lovers. You can purchase like adult diapers and cribs probably for adults and stuff like that. Anything you could possibly want for the ABDL fetish, and that of course stands for adult baby diaper lover fetish. You can find it at the store. If you guys remember the website address, please email me. I'd love to drop by and see what sort of new products are available. DB listener Vince emailed me a funny sounding cat. Cat is saying no to something. Something looks wrong with it. Do you think they're gonna harf up a fur ball? Or this thing was traumatized? No! Reminds me of that, that goat we featured on this show recently. What's wrong with animals? Why can't you just sound the way you're supposed to? All right, there you go. Moving on. Enough of this chicken shit audio. Let's get into some real DV material. Here's a racist porn star. Let me set the scene for you, by the way, if you're wondering what's going on here. Some white chick's getting nailed by a black dude. That's pretty much all you need to know.
What?
She just pissed. It wasn't just like squirting out, you know, pussy juice. That's a pretty consistent long stream. The black guy scooping it up into his hand and drinking it though. And spitting it into her face. Okay. God damn.
Fucking nasty.
She's not really racist because the black guy wanted her to say it. He's saying, you know, bitch, say, give me that nigger dick. Please don't isolate that audio. Give me that nigger dick. Give me that nigger dick. Your new ringtone.
Give me that fucking nigger cock.
Say that shit, bitch.
Give me that nigger dick.
Break me off a piece of that nigger dick. It's like a Kit Kat commercial.
Fucking nigger dick, say it, bitch!
Nigger dick!
Well, there you go. I bet you a lot of you were a little concerned when I kicked the show off today with cat audio. Is that the best he's got? No, of course not. Got nigger dick. Moving on, I've got a redneck Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. This is a girl, I think. I don't know. I literally counted the number of teeth she has in her head at three. That's all I could find. I'm pretty sure we've featured her before. She has a very distinct look. I don't think I would forget this one. But here she is singing a song called Talk Dirty to Me.
And now I'm going to do a song for you. I'm going to do Talk Dirty to Me.
I'm going to do something for you. You ready to have your britches blown off with my talent? Get ready to rock and roll, man.
You know, I never seen you look so good. You never act the way you should. But I like it. And I know you like it too. The way that I want you. I gotta have you. Oh yes I do. I never ever stay out late. You know that I can hardly wait.
All right.
Just to see you. And I know you cannot wait. Oh, wait to see me too. I gotta touch you. So maybe we'll be at the drive-in.
And they're not even full teeth, I think. I think maybe, like, they're, like, broken off.
In the old man's Ford. Behind the bushes. Till I'm screaming for more. Down the basement.
It doesn't sound like a girl, does it?
The cellar door and baby. Talk dirty to me.
I don't think anyone will ever talk dirty to her. Ever. It's just not in the cards, I'm sorry. And finally, before we get into the news today, here is a report on crossdressers.
Who said bras are only for women? A Japanese online laundry retailer is selling bras for men, and they've quickly become one of the most popular items among crossdressers. The company's director, modeling his own bra, says he's happy with the fit.
It's like it's a tiny little bra because guys don't have big tits.
I like this tight feeling. It feels good.
Since launching 2 weeks ago, the Wishroom shop has sold more than 300 male bras for 2,800 yen, or some $30. The bras have already become the hottest-selling men's underwear on Japan's major online shopping mall, Rakuten.
Bunch of fucking sissies over there in Japan, that's why.
Wishroom executive director Akiko Okunomiya says she was surprised at the number of men looking for a change in wardrobe.
More and more men are becoming interested in bras. Since we launched a men's bra, we've been getting feedback from customers saying like, wow, we've been waiting for this for a long time. So I think there is a substantial customer base that was waiting to see this kind of product.
But the bra, which comes in three colors, black, pink, and white, will not be an easy sell. The male bra has stirred a heated debate online with more than 8,000 people posting opinions.
I'm waiting until they release the matching crotchless panty.
In one night, in a blog on Mixi, Japan's top social networking service. Thus, as a reporter, I decided to try it myself.
Today I'm feeling a little awkward because I'm wearing a bra for the first time in my life. But with the increasing sales of these types of male bras, at least in Japan, this could be a new trend for men in the 21st century.
Did he really need to do that as a reporter? I mean, you could have just said, look, this is what's happening. They showed some guy in the bra already at the beginning of the story. There is no need for the reporter to dress up in this shit.
Toshimaida, Reuters. Tokyo.
Oh, Reuters, what the hell's wrong with you? And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow? What are you waiting for? Prove that you are a real freak. Sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of shows. I've been doing this since December 2004. So there's, over 1,000 of these things. Plus, every week there's new content. We do exclusive shows, extended programs, video casts. As a matter of fact, yesterday I posted not only an exclusive show, but a new video cast. Pick them up right now just by signing up for the Sideshow, SuperFreakSideshow.com. It's payday. I'm posting this show right as you guys are getting off of work. You need something to do, and I need some cash for the strippers later tonight. So, come on. Help a brother out, right? Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from Topeka, Kansas. Faced with their worst budget crisis since the Great Depression, states and cities have resorted to increasingly desperate measures to cut costs. State and local governments have laid off teachers, slashed Medicaid funding, and even started unpaving roads. Unpaving? They're taking the paved roads, and somehow they're unpaving them. I think what they meant to say is they're not paving roads anymore, or not fixing potholes. I don't think you can actually unpave the roads. They started unpaving roads and turning off streetlights, but perhaps the most shocking idea to save money is being debated right now by the City Council of Topeka. The city could repeal an ordinance banning domestic violence because some say the cost of persecuting those cases is just too high. Yeah, it's about time for a resurgence of domestic violence. Can you imagine? All of a sudden, there's a huge population increase in Topeka as desperate husbands move their families just for the chance to crack their wives in the face. No, honey, honestly, I've got a job lined up. Topeka, think about it. Topeka, Kansas, it sounds great. Topeka, what? last night, in between approving city expenditures and other routine agenda items, the Topeka, Kansas City Council debated one rather controversial one, decriminalizing domestic violence. Here's what happened. Last month, the Shawnee County District Attorney's Office, facing a 10% budget cut, announced that the county would no longer be persecuting or prosecuting. You say tomato, I say tomato. They would no longer be prosecuting misdemeanors, including domestic violence cases, at the county level. Finding those cases suddenly dumped on the city and lacking resources of their own, the Topeka City Council is now considering repealing the part of the city code that bans domestic battery. Since the county stopped prosecuting, I keep wanting to say persecuting, I don't know why. It's not how it's spelled out, it's just the way I'm thinking, I don't know. Since the county stopped prosecuting the crimes in September, it has turned back 30 domestic violence cases. 16 people have been arrested for misdemeanor domestic battery and then released from the county jail after charges weren't filed. Letting abusive partners out of jail with no consequences put victims in incredibly dangerous positions, said Becky Dickinson, of course, a woman with the YWCA. Quote, the abuser will often become more violent in an attempt to regain control. They also said that some survivors were afraid for their safety if the dispute wasn't resolved soon. Town leaders and the district attorney all agree that domestic abuse cases should be prosecuted, but no one would step up to foot the bill. The city council is expected to make its decision on decriminalizing domestic violence next week, but the back and forth over funding has already put battered women and their families at increased risk of harm. That's how they do it over there in Topeka. Domestic violence is still an epidemic. Ugh. Yes, at epidemic levels in the United States, and too few cases are prosecuted as it is. Whatever. And while not prosecuting domestic violence cases may seem to save money in the short term, it actually has staggering financial consequences. The health-related cost of domestic violence exceeds $5.8 billion each year. Nearly $4.1 billion of that is for direct medical and mental health care services. And nearly $1.8 billion are for the indirect costs of lost productivity or wages. There you go. Second story we have for you today. This one put a smile on my face. A 42-year-old man has been convicted of punching a 79-year-old man into a plate glass window after complaining about the older man's karaoke performance at a Western New York bar. The Ontario County District Attorney's Office says a jury Thursday convicted Paul Collin of the town of Naples of second-degree assault. Prosecutors say Collin was at the bar at the Naples Hotel last March when he punched the 79-year-old man in the face, breaking his nose and facial bones. So they're so very brittle. Authorities say the punch sent the man's head through a plate glass window. The assault occurred during one of the bar's weekly karaoke nights. Officials say Collin complained about the man singing, then began punching him before several patrons stepped in to stop the assault. This old dude singing couldn't have possibly been any worse than my stunning performance of Bread and Butter.
He likes bread and butter. He likes toasted jam. That's what his baby feeds him, and he's her loving man. Well, I like bread and butter. I like toasted jam. That's what my baby feeds me, and I'm her loving man.
So many hits. I'm sorry, shits. Oh, I've really stunk up the place with my singing over the years, huh?
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live.
What the fuck was that? I'm trying to record a nice pretty song, and the track's all fucked up. Just my goddamn luck. I hate my life, and I hate all my listeners. You guys are all conspiring against me. Why? Why can't I do anything right? Why won't you let me? I'm just trying to entertain you, goddammit. For you. That wasn't the version I was supposed to play for you. What was the other one that I did recently? Oh, yes.
When I look into your eyes, I can see a love restrained. But darling, when I hold you, don't you know I feel the sound? Nothing lasts forever, and we both know how to change. And it's hard to hold a candle in the cold November rain.
Seriously, why hasn't someone punched me in the face yet? All right, this guy faces up to 7 years in prison when he is sentenced on October 26th. And finally today, freaks, An Egyptian man was severely beaten after an Iraqi gang tried to kidnap and force him to film pornographic videos because of his astonishing resemblance to former Iraqi strongman Saddam Hussein. Apparently that's how they make money over there in Iraq now, making Saddam Hussein porn. Mohammed Bishr says he was... Biksamuda. Mohammed Bishr says he was on his way on Sunday to a cafe in the bustling downtown area of Egypt's second city of Alexandria when three men wearing black suits tried to force him into the back of a van. Quote, "The three men who had guns hanging from their belts forced me out of my car and shoved me into a van, hitting my head." Bishr, a devout Muslim, said. The incident was short but traumatic. Bishr said the last thing he remembered was the men yelling at each other, then throwing him out of the van where he hit his face on the pavement. That face is his, you know, moneymaker, kind of. All right, passersby quickly gathered around but were too afraid to apprehend the apparently armed kidnappers. Bishr's son, Mohammed, also known Mohammed, everyone's Mohammed over there, said that his father had previously met with a group of unidentified people who spoke Arabic in an Iraqi or Syrian dialect and had been offered £2 million or $333,000 to impersonate the late dictator in a porno video. Bishr refused. His $333,000, are you kidding me? Take the offer. His son, it would take this dude, you know, 7,000 years to make that much money over there. His son said that after the meeting, his father had received several telephone calls threatening him with kidnap if he didn't change his mind and shoot the Saddam sex tape. It's believed the kidnappers would have tried to pass off the video recording they made as genuine and sell it to the international media. Ah, I see. This is not the first time Bishr had been harassed because of his looks, according to his sons. They said that other Iraqis in Egypt had previously assaulted their father, telling him, "You are Saddam Hussein, and we will turn you in for $1 million reward." Bishr has changed his residence four times to avoid such harassment. We asked the police to put special protection on our father because this has happened to us several times. So there you go. That's what's happening in your world today, freaks. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, let's do this one more time, checking in with you. What do you have to say today?
Hey, Tim, it's Operating Peyton here. I just wanted to respond to that stupid faggot who called about the interview with that glory hole guy. Now, I myself am a careless fairy, and I have to say, that guy needs to think about what motherfucking show he's watching. This is distorted motherfucking view. I don't listen to your podcast to hear some pussy lecture me about safe sex.
Who wants to hear me get all preachy?
I listen to it to be disgusted, offended, and freaked out. And quite frankly, that interview accomplished all three with flying colors.
Thank you.
So thank you so much. And thank you to Mark, because he is absolutely a hot mess express, and you should totally have him on every fucking day.
Yeah.
Because...
you know, he's been emailing me since the interview with little nuggets of things, you know, things happening in his life. So I definitely have a feeling we'll be checking in with him again, getting updates and stuff like that. He's our new Roy Killer War. If only he would, you know, shove crystal meth in his butthole.
Hey, Tim, nigger faggot here.
Hi, nigger faggot. Is that on your birth certificate?
And by the way, did you know that your itchy skin was on an episode of South Park?
What's it now? I wasn't aware of that. Yes,
hey,
Cole.
Tim, this is Sideshow member Jesus, and
hi, Jesus.
I think you should play more Ghost on the show. It's pretty hilarious.
Oh, just, yeah.
Listening to him, like, freak the fuck out.
Yeah, I love that.
Maybe you should even call him and just fuck with him a little bit.
Maybe I will. If anyone has, you know, good Ghost audio, email me, and maybe next week I'll play some.
Timothy Stormageddon, Dark Lord.
Stormageddon. You know, by the way, I always forget things that we play. Like, you know, I barely remember Ghost at this point, but when I'm doing research, trying to find stuff to play for the show, that never crosses my mind. Half the stuff I play, I just forget
Dark
about.
Dark Lord of all Henson. I'm just sitting here waiting for my next class, and I'm bored as shit. Speaking of, I wanted to tell you how much I adore you, and I adore the things you do.
Thank you.
And not just this show, like everything, like when you go take a shit, for example, or...
It is a pretty momentous occasion.
when you wrap your lips around a tasty dick, or when you eat a bowl of cereal. I love everything.
How do you?
And
how can you
I wish
that?
You well, and can't wait for the next show.
Oh, well,
so,
thank you.
So, Jagu, my love.
Every day there's a new episode of DV. If you want to catch them all, though, you have to sign up for the sideshow. I have a feeling you already are a member, but if you're not, shame on you.
Hey, Tim, it's my nerdy listening to here. Don't skip my voicemail, because I'm better now. But I think you may...
This is some kid. I guess I've been skipping his voicemails for a while. I know I recognize the area code, a 707 area code, I think it is, and or maybe it's 760 or something. And, you know, I just got sick of them. But, yeah, okay, I'll play you today.
I think there may be hope for you, because recently someone was, for the first time, cured of AIDS. Someone has been cured of AIDS.
I don't have AIDS. I don't have
to
worry about that right
now.
It's
going to be okay.
Right now. As if, you know, I know it's coming or something.
Okay. Hope. Yep.
Well, you know, Mark was planning to breed me in a glory hole, but... Hey. Reschedule that.
Hey, Jimmy.
Now that I know there's a cure for AIDS, well then, whew.
Hey, Jimmy, asparagus freak. Hey, you were talking about William Shatner and his new album he's working on.
Yeah.
You may not know this, but about 5 years ago, he put out a whole album with Ben Folds, Take Care of the Music.
Yeah, you know, a listener mentioned Ben Folds when calling into the voicemail line talking about Shatner. I think one of my lady freaks. Member of the Tim Henson Pussy Posse. So yeah, I'm gonna have to pick up that album. Ben Folds, I play some of his music at the end of the show, Rockin' the Suburbs.
It's not as bizarre as Tambourine Man or that Iron Man cover, and I actually gotta say, it's kind of good. The spoken word album called Has Been. Look her up. I mean, I don't know if there's much show content as far as the music goes, because nothing's really
there. If it's William Shatner and spoken word, then yeah, I think there's some show content
in there.
Is that
crazy on it? But just thought you should know that I think he's in on the joke. I don't know.
Yeah, I definitely think now he is. But I think back in, you know, the Mr. Tambourine Man days, no, I don't think he was.
Hey, Tim, this is Paul from St. Paul. I was just letting you know, I just saw in the news that maybe Celebrity Geddon is back because Don LaPree was just found dead in his one-bedroom jail cell.
Yes, Don LaPree, for those of you longtime listeners to the show, is my favorite infomercial guy. He's the one that talked about taking out small personal ads in the paper. And I really base any of my infomercial characters, if I ever do a skit or something like that, on Don LaPree. And I have some audio from that my favorite infomercial of his. And in like a 5-minute span, he says the phrase... tiny classified ads about 1,000 times. And I was going to isolate it, but I just haven't gotten around to it yet. But yes, Don LaPree is dead. He was arrested for scamming people. So his new product, he's moved away from the tiny personal ads. I still don't know what exactly he was selling in these tiny personal ads. Just, you know, just take out tiny personal ads for something. But now he's moved on to some sort of like vitamin product. And apparently it was a big scam, a big fraud. He was arrested. And while in jail, he killed himself. So poor Don LaPree is dead.
Hi, Timmy. It's me. And I had to call and tell you that my account was one of those nasty little five that canceled and really pissed you off.
Oh, yeah. On the day my dad died, you canceled your sideshow membership. What a fucking cunt you are.
Tell you that my account... with one of those nasty...
You better beg me for forgiveness.
Five that
brand canceled pussy.
And really pissed you off. And I'm sorry. It wasn't me.
Oh.
I didn't do it.
Oh.
It was PayPal.
Oh.
Their fault.
I love you.
Their fault. But I've got it all straightened out.
Ooh,
and I'm coming back.
Oh, very good. Yeah, occasionally PayPal will fuck up. So if for some reason you can't log into your sideshow membership, that's probably why. PayPal probably canceled you for some reason. Maybe, you know, they tried to process a payment and there was a screw-up or there was no money in your account or something. So check that first before emailing me. And then give me money. Re-sign up if there is a problem.
Or cancel you, Timmy. I love you.
Well, I'm sorry I called you a cunt, and I'm sorry... I said I was going to brand your pussy or whatever. Sometimes I get a little crazy. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me. Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you. 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. Oh, God. Is it oh, God?
Give me that nigga dick!
Distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. If you're sideshow freaks, you know, maybe I'll have something for you this weekend. Maybe another video cast or something. Otherwise, have a great weekend. We'll see you back on probably Tuesday, because Monday's a holiday, right? I'll probably do a best of show or something. But I will definitely be back with more shows for you next week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.